اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mahdi. Thank you for having me. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the music or the musical miracle of the Noble Quran. Then, we all are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter of the Noble Quran. And at the end, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation from different aspects. Stay tuned. Now the first part and Brother Muhammad talking about the musical miracle of the Noble Quran. At your service, brother.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, we talked about the music of the Quran, and we said that by music, we don't mean, the kind of music that everyone talks about and everyone knows, where, you know, you have a beat and you have instruments and, or we have singing, song, and things like that. That's one meaning of music. Another meaning of music is the harmony, the peace of mind that you get from certain sounds. Mm-hmm. For example, whenever we hear the sound of the sea, the waves of the ocean, it's called the music of, for example, the ocean, the sea. It's a harmony that it gives to us, the sound of just the waves of the sea. And with respect to the Quran, the same thing holds true, because just listening to all of the, every letter and word and phrase of the Quran that we listen to, we feel that there is this harmony in the verses of the Quran, and we really like it, and it gives us a peace of mind. So we were talking about one aspect of the music of the Quran, which is the way that the letters are arranged and the letters that Allah has selected for each verse
to convey the meaning.
To convey the meaning and the effect that it has on us,
on our
souls. Soul and hearts. Yes. So, for example, we said the letter Qaf has a striking effect, a pounding effect, such as in the Surah Al-Qari'ah. Al-Qari'ah. Mal-Qari'ah.
Being
harsh. Letter of Shiddah. Okay. Another example would be إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. This is about the Day of Judgment. Whenever the sky splits asunder, these all are signs of the Day of Judgment, and just through the shaddas, the tashdeed that we have, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ, we could feel that actually it depicts the splitting of the sky and the other signs of the Day of Judgment. Or, for example, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبٌ. Again, we have قَاف and كَاف. So Allah chooses strong letters for conveying meanings such as those that relate to the Day of Judgment, because it's a very
difficult,
and very harsh situation. And this really depicts that situation of the Day of Judgment.
Yeah, this is what we talked about in our previous session.
Yes, we talked about the examples of this kind of effect. Now in this program, we gave more examples.
Mm-hmm.
We said Surah Al-Inshiqaq, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, or Surah Al-Qamar especially. اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ. When the moon splits and the Day of Judgment and the hour approaches, gets closer. اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ. It's like we could feel, we could picture
the breaking,
the splitting of the moon, which is one of the miracles of the Prophet. Now, so this is one aspect, how the letters are arranged and which letters are used in order to, you know, constitute the music and have that effect on us.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. Stay tuned. Well, dear brothers and sisters, in the second part, we're going to listen to a recitation by Brother Murtaza Sadat Fatemi. He's going to recite verses 62 to 65 of Surah Yunus. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا
Oh.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of Brother Murtaza Sadat Fatimi reciting verses 62 to 65 of Surah Yunus. And now Brother Muhammad will analyze this beautiful recitation for us. At your service, brother.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, Brother Murtaza Sadat Fatimi is one of the great masters of Quran recitation who's from
Mashhad.
And he has trained many students who have become very skilled and proficient reciters of the Quran, such as Hamid and Hamid Shakir Nishat.
Okay, and the city of Mashhad is the city of Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam.
Exactly, yes. It's the city where the holy shrine of our eighth Imam, Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam, is located. Anyway, so Brother Murtaza Sadat Fatimi here is emulating the style of Sheikh Abdul Basit Muhammad Abdul Samad. When he was young, he imitated Abdul Basit, and later on he imitated Mustafa Ismail. And his voice is very similar to Abdul Basit. And when he emulated the style of Mustafa Ismail, it was as if Abdul Basit is reciting the Quran with the style of
Mustafa Ismail,
because he has good voice. Abdul Basit has the good voice. Mustafa Ismail has the good style. Okay, so it's like he combined these two together. And this is a really good thing because, you know, sometimes reciters have a good voice, but their use of maqamat and the up and downs of the maqamat, they're not really very much concerned with it, even if they're able to do it. Anyway, so this was about Brother Murtaza Sadat Fatimi. He's reciting in Maqam Bayati. This whole recitation is in Maqam Bayati. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim. This is Bayati. And he recited entirely in this Maqam. Let's talk about the music now, the music of the Quran in these verses. We see that one aspect, like we said, is the letters. Another aspect is the length of the verses. When the length of the verse is relatively short, it makes it easier for us to understand the verse. And it doesn't require a lot of reflection and pondering as much as, I mean, in terms of understanding the meaning. Of course, you have to ponder on all of the verses of the Quran, and you have to ponder deeply on all of the verses. But when it's shorter, it's like it's easier for us to understand. And then we have the rhymes in these. We have two sets of rhymes in these verses, which were recited by Brother Murtaza Sadat Fatimi. We have Yahzanun and verse 62, and in verse 63, we have Yattaqoon. And this is about the Awliya'ullah, the saints of Allah, the very good friends of Allah. And so they both have the same rhyme. And then the next set of rhyme is verse 64 and 65. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And then the next verse, huwa as-sami'u al-alim, azim, alim. And as you can see, there's sets of rhymes, okay? So this has a very, we like this kind of rhyme and this arrangement of the words and the letters. It gives a very good feeling to us. And now the tajweed. Let's quickly go over some rules of tajweed. The matul munfasal.
Around 1 minute time, brother.
Yeah, in 1 minute we're going to explain the tajweed. Ala inna. We have matul munfasal here.
Disjunct, man.
Disjunct. The number of vowel counts that this good reciter, lengthened was two vowel counts.
Mm-hmm.
The qasr of Madd al-Munfasil.
Madd al-Tabi'i.
Yes. So you're allowed to lengthen Madd al-Munfasil to two, four, or five vowel counts. Two, four, five. And when you lengthen it to two vowel counts, it's called qasr. And you have to do so throughout your recitation. You have to be consistent with the lengthening of all your mats, especially Madd al-Munfasil if it's qasr. We have a Madd al-Muttasil, the opposite of Madd al-Munfasil.
Conjunct mat.
In the word awliya, this is a conjunct, muttasil, mad, because the cause of the mad, the sabab of the mad is in the same word as
the mad is.
As the mad. So we have conjunct, unlike the other one, the previous one, which the cause was in another word. Ala inna. Ala and inna are two words, while awliya is one word.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق